Now, these seed training classes came about as we travel with the Money Comet conferences. I begin to every day in the day meeting teach on the seed. And the idea came in my heart from the Lord, I believe, about training people how to function in seed sowing. Now, to my amazement, I wanted Leroy, my son, to find out if anybody had that on the market. You know, you get the print of it for everybody to get a hold of it. And we found out that there's no one, as we know of, is training the body of Christ on seed training. Isn't that something? And so we believe it's apostolic. We believe it's a part of the blueprint that has not been fully understood. We understand some things about it, but I think if we keep digging and keep yielding to the Spirit like we are doing, we'll become more efficient sowers, meaning that we'll become more efficient in receiving harvest. Yes, are you following me?
Yes,
and so I'm excited about these classes because the Lord just keeps teaching me about the seed. More and more, the things that we're going to go through tonight, they are known, yet they are not known. And the Lord would take us deeper into these things to better understand his kingdom and his system. Now, next to the Beatitude I read it today, fifth, sixth, and seventh chapter of Matthew, where Jesus said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for they shall see God. Blessed are the poor, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." The Beatitude. He's teaching about kingdom principles, kingdom attitude. Next to that, in the kingdom teaching, is how the seed work. So the kingdom of God, if you would look at it close enough in the gospel, is a seed kingdom. Everything that happened, if you read the Bible clearly, you get in Genesis 3:15, you get in Genesis 8:22, you talk about a perpetual seed time and harvest that is going to be here as long as the earth remains. And then we say to you, Jesus is known as a seed. The word of God is a seed. So if all truth be parallel, I wrote, if all truth be parallel, the law of parallel truth, the seed, the financial seed, is a kingdom teaching. Yes, sowing, yes, to get your finances straight. Sowing to bypass the enemy. Sowing, the seed is such a mystery, Satan can't understand it.
Yes,
and so in doing that and praying about this and not knowing no other seed training class. I mean, just flat seed. You know what I'm going to talk on here tonight, the seed. Seed training class. I know about people teaching about prosperity and about wealth, but I don't believe much prosperity and much wealth can be manifested or demonstrated without really knowing about the seed properly. And getting over it. Get over it. Get over the nervousness of the seed. Get over sowing. Get over it where you'll be a sower. And stop being so overly concerned about, losing. Sowing is not losing. Sowing is gaining. And then you got to get over all the lessons you went through, all the trials and tests you went through about money in the church. You know, they're begging and having 1,000 meetings just to try to build a wing on the church. And you got to have all kind of meeting and anniversaries and stay all night at the church and trying to get it, you know. Matthew 13. To my amazement, there was another master seed trainer. In Matthew 13, Mark 4, and Luke 8, we're going to look at one or two verses. And tonight we're going to deal with Jesus' master class of seed training. He was the master seed trainer. Are you hearing me?
Yes,
Jesus is the master seed trainer. And if Jesus saw fit, or thought it was necessary to be trained about the seed, I believe we should hear it. I believe it's important if Jesus taught. And so, you know, in coming into the revelation of seed training, I had no idea that the Lord would bring me in prayer time. And Jesus stood up in Revelation and said to me, I'm a seed trainer.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And I want you to take your class to my class.
Yeah. Yeah.
That I could train them personally. Because they really would believe me if they could hear me. You follow what I'm saying? And so here in Matthew 13, I want to read out of one verse, the third verse, seven words out of the third verse of the 13th chapter of Matthew. Now the word behold means to have insight. The word behold means to have insight or to see. Or the word behold mean direct your attention. Now, it get further in the spirit, the word behold. It mean discern, perceive. All right, now we're going to look at seven words. Here the first seven, and we're going to look at nine words. We're going to look at, in Mark, I think, and we're going to look at more words in Luke 8. But he says here, behold, in the end of the third verse of the 13th chapter of Matthew, behold, a sower went forth to sow. This is what sowers do. Yeah, sowers do what?
Sow,
yeah. A sower. Now, your question must be, your spiritual question mark must be to yourself tonight. Am I a sower? Have I been robbed, listen to me, of my sowing rights? Have religion, have men, have theology, have churchianity robbed me of a divine right God gave me to live above and beyond this world system by becoming a bona fide sower? Am I a sower? Now I notice something in the body of Christ. I notice what you call an appease seed. An appease seed is you don't want nobody to know that you're not sowing. So you just keep sowing the same $5. You have no intention of going no higher. You have no intention of, here you need to hear me. Here you have no intention of entering into the realm of sacrificial sowing. A seed of sacrifice, a seed that hurt you. A seed that make you sleepless at night. So you have these appease seed. I'm going to sow because everybody looking, everybody else doing it. I'm going to do it too. So you run and sow, and usually they ball it up a dollar. They ball that dollar up and push it down. And I'm saying if that's all you have, that's one thing. But you need to press yourself to keep going to another level of sowing, another level of sowing, another level of sowing. I can't hear you. Another level of sowing, another level of sowing. Now, if Jesus, and he did, we'll prove it, 13th chapter of Matthew, 4th chapter of Mark, 8th chapter of Luke, and many other times in his teaching, he knew the potentials of a sower.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, in holding that in mind, go to Mark 4 now. That's seven words. Behold, a sower went forth to sow. What he went forth to do?
Sow.
That's very simple, isn't it? You don't need nobody to hold your hand on that. He went forth to sow. Now in Mark chapter 4, Mark chapter 4 in verse 3, Now, he added on a word here, a word hearken. Now, we know as well that Solomon was a wise man, and he knew the wisdom of sowing. You need to make yourself a note. I need to know the wisdom of sowing. He knew the wisdom of sowing. And you remember what Solomon said, you need not turn there. And he, in Proverbs 4:20, he said, my son, you might write it down and read it to them, attend to my word, incline thine ear to my saying. Pay attention. Hearken mean, from many years ago, I heard a preacher give this definition, listening with the intent to do. What I say? May I talk to you tonight?
Yes, sir.
If you have any financial discrepancy, if you have any financial lack in your life, you have any financial needs, you need to listen carefully because it's very simple to walk out of it. It's very simple to walk out of financial limitation. Very simple. That seed will walk you out of it. It'll make you nervous. It'll look like it's not significant. But it is significant, and that seed is so significant. You becoming a sower, a determined, mind-made-up sower, and you're going to need the Holy Spirit for that. You're going to need the Word. You're going to need some information. You're going to need some revelation, because you're not just automatically sow. Because if you automatically sow, you're going to sow wrong. You're going to sow like you want to sow, and then you're going to sow where you want to sow. To who you want to sow to, and then you can't pass no sowing test then. See, that sowing test you got to pass to go to the next grade. You know, the spirit world got grades too, you know. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. And you can graduate from one class to another, but you never graduate. Because always another class to take, because there's so much. Everybody says so much. We know the Lord has so much. So much to share with us, so much to bless us with. And if you ever just get your mind made up, I'm going all the way with him, you're going to find it. You're going to find it. You may ever make your mind up. Now, here he says in Mark 4:3 now, we got the master seed trainer training about the kingdom, how the kingdom work with a seed. It says, and I hearken, behold, there went out a sower to sow. Now he said, hearken and behold. Hearken, behold. Hearken is to perceive. By ear, usually, with careful and responsive attention. Hearken, behold, there went out a sower to sow. If you're not a sower, you're not going to go out to sow. Most people in the body of Christ, they go out to receive. And really, the Lord can't help you because you have nothing to receive, because you haven't sown nothing. Now, Luke 8, verse 5 now. We're going to deal with 12 word here. Verse 5. A sower went out, let's clear it up now, out to sow his seed. And then it says, and as he sowed. A sower went out to sow his seed. Now, my friend, I will have to take my time because there are some things you need to see here. The master trainers. Because you can get out of anything you want to get out of along that line if you ever take the class right. The laws of parallel truth. Here in these teachings. Karen, listen to me, kingdom concepts, a kingdom belief system, the kingdom of God and the king himself believe in the seed system. Are you hearing that? So the laws of parallel truth, along with the word, with Jesus as being a seed, carries kingdom concept, the belief system, and kingdom principles. There's another one. Kingdom behavior system. Kingdom behavior system, which bring forth when acted on proper manifestation of the mysteries of the kingdom. When the concept is right, when the principle is right, it brings forth manifestation of the mysteries of the kingdom. Now, Jesus teaches here the proper action of a sower is sowing. Amen. I mean, you don't need nobody to hold your hand on that. The proper action of a sower is sowing all the time. It's very simple. You want to be a sower? Sow. Actually, I hear this in the spirit world. I believe it. Actually, being a sower and consistently sowing, it makes you a seer in the financial realm. You begin to get ideas and insight about money you never had before, and wealth and prosperity and increase. Now, on the opposite of the hand, number two, non-sowers do not sow. You can find out who you are. Sowers sow. Non-sowers do not sow. Then the Spirit of God said to me, as I watched the Master teach in the 13th chapter of Matthew, the 4th chapter of Mark, the 8th chapter of Luke, the Spirit said to me, the flow of sowing is a teachable spiritual action. The flow of sowing is a teachable spiritual action. Know what he said? Spiritual action. So sowing is spiritual. That's why the scripture said in Galatians, God is not mocked. Whatever man sows, that shall he also reap. Because it's a spiritual thing, see. See, no one can stop the principles and the concept of spiritual things when they're handled right. Now, Jesus' master class on how the kingdom of God's work, how the kingdom of God work, is this parable on the soil, the seed, and the harvest. Let me give you that again now, because if it's that important, I want you to see it. I want the Holy Ghost to breathe on that now, because I sense the presence of God. See, Jesus' master class, if you ever get that right, you see, Jesus is the master, right? He your master? All right. His master class about the kingdom, more than anything else he taught about sowing. So Jesus' master class on how the kingdom of God work is this parable on the sower, the seed, and the heart. You know, I read today on purpose, Matthew 13, all the different lessons he taught on the seed. He kept teaching lesson on the seed, the seed, the seed, the seed. Now, he also teaches that Satan and this world system have trapped to mess your sowing up. If you teach that, you see, if you don't understand, he'll snatch it from you and you won't sow no more. Or you'll get careless with your seed, not buying some other stuff, and get choked and wonder why your finance is not right. Because you wasn't deep enough in the revelation of being a sower. You can't try sowing. You You can't try sowing. Sowing already have been tried. When you start sowing, you being tried, not the sowing. Are you following me? Yeah, you see, you can't try a sowing. I'm going to see if it works. I'm going to do it 3 months. No. Because it might take you 4 months to pass the test. Because God knows you're on the cutting edge of quitting if something don't show up next month. So he can't trust you. Because you're not sowing, you're swapping. You know, it didn't say the sower went for to swap. You know, offering is actually making an offer to God. He don't have to receive it he don't want. Because you haven't offered enough, so he can hold back until you get into a real offering. So it's not swapping, but it's sowing. Now, hold on with me here because we got a ride to take. May you come tonight, look at me, may you come tonight to the grand understanding about sowing the seed. May you come to understand the authority that comes to your finances. Woo, Jesus. The financial authority that you begin to have when you understand the concept and the principle of sowing and begin to sow. It produced an authority in your finances that this system cannot deny, trick, or hold back from the best things in life. It's an authority. It's an authority. Not only is it an authority, but we come to the grip that understanding means that you submit, you're under something. When you come under the revelation, under the truth of sowing, you come into submission to this revealed position. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You come to submission. What I said?
To
this revealed position.
Yes,
see, that's the first part of understanding.
Yes, sir. That's good.
The second part is now you come to the point where you yield, you're yielding to God's point of view. Now you're in a position where I understand sowing. I'm submitted to this revealed position from the lips of Jesus. The sower went forth to sow. He said, behold, pay close attention, hearken, the sower went forth to sow. You have to submit. You have to have a revelation. Before you're going to submit to sowing, you're going to have to have a revelation from him that sowing didn't come from them. Then your finances at that point, when you submit, you come to understand it, and you submit to the revelation of the position of sowing and yielding to God's point of view, then all your finances, listen to me, comes under a divine covering. From famine. What are the other word you use when you got trouble? Famine and recession. That's the word I'm looking for. See, I'm not much concerned about a recession. You can't recess a soul.
Right.
I don't care what they say. I don't care who. I don't care what happened.
Yeah.
I'm on a brand new system.
Right.
That's why I'm trying to bring you.
Yeah.
That's why you here. You're not stupid. You here. That's why you here. Listen to me, a divine covering. My money have a divine covering. I'll never be broke another day in my life because I'm a soul. Money just keep on coming. Because
my seed
ignites
the harvest.
Hear what I heard the Spirit of God say now. Listen to me. Sowing is kingdom business.
Yes, sir.
A sowing, let me say it again so you can write it down. Sowing is transacting kingdom business. Hallelujah. That's why the devil's so mad about it. He know when you start sowing, your credit card is not going to be your master for long. He knows that. He knows that. He knows you're not going to pay no 30-year mortgage. He knows when you start sowing, you pay a 30-year mortgage off in 1 year, 2 year, 3 year. Pay it off. Pay it in full. I was sitting on the porch thinking, my house been paid for 20 years. The seed did it. The seed is guilty. Yes, sir. I call the seed on trial. The seed is guilty. The seed did it. Tell somebody, look at them, tell them the seed did it. And tell them that's the same thing. The seed. Woo! We're due for you. No, you forgot the woo. All right, sit down. Sit down. So sowing the seed. Now, here, this kingdom transaction, anybody take it? That's right there, kingdom transaction. That's how to get God's financial attention. Not by your praying. You get God's financial attention about sowing. By song. All right. Now let me keep working with it now. Jesus' master class of the kingdom is a seed training class that is released in seven words. Behold, a sower went forth to sow. Now, here is how important this is. I don't promise you an hour tonight. Call your restaurant. Now, here is specific instruction that Jesus gave in his seed training class. His seed training class included, you listening?
Yes, sir.
I said his seed training class included, you listening?
Yes, sir.
I said his seed training class included, you listening?
Yes,
sir. Abundance.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Wow.
The seed contains contain the mystery or the mysteries of abundance. The seed sown properly releases the manifestation of abundance. Y'all didn't hear me. You heard me? The seed includes the mysteries of kingdom. I'm adding now. Kingdom abundance. The sown seed releases the manifestation of kingdom abundance. So here, now here. You know the Bible says you have not because you ask not? You have not because you don't know not to. Or you don't know you're supposed to know. Now, Jesus, in teaching this lesson, you go back to Matthew, in teaching this lesson, Matthew 13, it's very simple. That's why, you know, people shiver and people sometimes, I tell them, I say, it's very easy to be rich. I say, oh, Jesus, I don't work all these jobs. I work night, day, morning. I went to 15 schools, 2 colleges, and you up here talking about it's easy to be rich. Well, I'm talking on 2 different levels. I'm talking about where you're not so much concerned about being rich. Your main concern is about being real. And the realness causes the richness. You can't afford to go after things. Because the master had designed you in a magnetic position. Because you're his child. If you follow his principle, you magnetize blessing. You ever use a magnet? You ever saw a strong magnet? You are designed to magnetize blessing when you are obedient, willing, and submitted. Those three things. Willing, obedient, and submitted. Those three things you got to have. And you become, you heard me teach this, a money magnet, a wealth magnet, a prosperity magnet, an increase magnet, an abundant magnet. You can magnetize it. It come to you. You busy, though. You gone. It coming. You see, you got to always be gone. It's coming. You gone. I'm always gone, but it keep coming. It keep on coming. But I'm gone. I'm gone. I'm gone. I'm gone. I ain't going anywhere. I'm going away from it. I'm going away from surely goodness and mercy. That's saying, well, follow you. Follow you. Now, you know, I'm accused of another way. I'm accused because I have so much of going after it. But they don't understand. I go away from it. I sow and leave. Sow and leave. Sow and leave. Sow and leave. Yeah. Yeah, hallelujah. Let the Holy Spirit work it out. Now, I want to show you this. Go back to Matthew chapter 13, verse 11 and 12, because this mystery, you have to be understand, the kingdom of God is natural man, and men who do not respect God cannot understand the kingdom, and they can't function in the kingdom. But it's given to you to know. Let me tell you how. Listen to me. In the Bible, hearing is understanding. True hearing in the Bible is understanding. It's not a sound. It's a revelation. It's an insight. It's an illumination that come to our spirit, then come up to our mind. So hearing in the Bible is understanding. It's not just a bunch of words. See, it's rhema. It's spirit. It's life. It's God walking. It's Jesus talking. It's the Holy Spirit moving. True hearing. Seeing in the Bible is perceiving. It's a perception. The seeing the Bible talks about is you go into the invisible and see it, and look at it long enough until you convert it. And it come back out with you. See, now, excuse me. See, you leave all these church goers on the outside. Because they can't go there. Church goers can't go there. They want the emotion. They don't want the encounter. They want the emotional rub and get shouting. Just get on out of here. Give me a little groan and make me feel good. Hallelujah. They got more broke shouters. That's why they can shout so easy. They ain't got nothing in their pocket. And they ain't got to watch their prayer because nobody want it. So these two verses now, these two verses came out of the context of the master seed trainer lesson. He's the master. I don't care what you say, Jesus is the master. I know tonight that he's the master. And I respect him as the master. And when the master teach on something, I want to know what the master is saying for me to do. You can't get by this class. People are ducking and doing all kinds of stuff, doing all kinds of confessions. You can't get by this sowing. You got to sow. Now, you look at that point next to you and say, God, Duncan, you got the soul. Tell him. And you got to tell them you got to keep on sowing. And tell them don't look to man for your results. Yeah, that's it. Don't look to man. See, I got some people that try to look to me. Don't be looking to me. I got to sow myself. I ain't giving you my seed. All right, now let's sit down, verse 11 and 12, because I got a lot more to say to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the 11th verse of the 13th chapter of Matthew, now remember we're still in seed training class with the master trainer. Who? What his name is?
Jesus.
Now he's masterfully, he's masterfully training us how the kingdom works. In all ways, that's how you got converted. Same way you got converted, the same way you're going to convert your finances. Now I hear the Spirit of God saying, your finances is up for a convergence. You in this class? Are you in this class? Are you in this class? Are you in this class? Your finances is up for a convergence. Because once you learn the truth and know how to act these principles out by faith, your finances has no choice. It has to convert with God's way of living. And Jesus said, I am come that you might have life and you might have it more abundantly. The only way the enemy can steal, kill, and destroy your finances is that you do not understand and act on the principle of seed time and harvest. The only way he can keep you living on a level that most Christians are living on because they don't know no better is that you ignore the teaching and the admonishing of the Lord Jesus Christ, sharing with you the mystery of the kingdom of how to stop the enemy from stealing, killing, and destroying your abundance. Your abundance has been killed. Your abundance has been stolen. Your abundance has been destroyed because you have not properly understood the mystery of abundance is in the seed. It's not in a job. It's not in a college degree, and it's not in politics. It doesn't matter who in office, I'll stay rich. Because the one who is in my spiritual, political arena, the Bible says he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Rich, rich, rich. Blessed, blessed, blessed. Abundance, abundance, abundance. Old lady used to sing a song. She was singing on a different principle, but I'd like to say it to you tonight on the principle of what I'm teaching you. Who will come and go with me? Who is tired of this financial rat race? Who is tired of this system telling you how long you can go, how far you can go, how long you can stay, and tell you where to stay? You got to pass all the nice hotels till you find some crazy person with a $25 room. With no room service, nobody carry your luggage. I said, man, where the luggage? He ain't got none. You get the thing yourself. I said, I can't stay here no more. You carry, you put your own bag on the thing. They give you, and they ain't got no more one of them. You got to wait till the other person come back and they bring it back to you. Skinning my legs, all of them, all that stuff, man, hitting them. Oh, no, man. I said, no, we can't stay here. Sit down. Let me get you out to these cheap hotels. Room service. So you barely got a room. Room service. sir, what kind of room service? Sir, room service. What? Room service is closed permanently. It's so close, it's closed permanently because it never was open. Shut up. So in the 11th verse, here, here the master, and he's still teaching. See, if you don't watch yourself, you don't know he's still teaching on the seed. So he said, he answered and said unto them, because, now notice this now, class, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries. Now I want you to think about that right there. The sower sows the seed. The mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. But to them it is not given. Now notice verse 12 now. For whosoever has, to him shall be given. Have what now? Have what? What are we teaching about here now? Have the revelation of how to be a bona fide, systematic, non-turning around sower. For whosoever has, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. Now notice, he's not talking about environment, climax, climate, or condition, or nothing here. Because it doesn't matter. See, the kingdom principle don't respect this system at all. Why? Because it's operating from an open heaven, a connection with the Godhead, and it's connected to the kingdom. So therefore, everything down here is overruled. Now, my brother says, I'm going to tell you the truth now. You want me to tell you the truth? I'm not living a normal life. And it makes Christian mad. Heathen dance about it. Heathen said, look at me. Woo, look at that. But it makes Christian mad. Christian preachers and good Christian who cry and take communion, they get upset. None of you all should be living a normal life. If you follow me long enough, you're going to stop living normal. You're going to start living a kingdom lifestyle, which includes everything you need, everything you desire, everything you can dream about. Paid for. Not connected to the system at all. Nobody can walk in my yard and say anything. I tell them, shut up. I remember one or two times they forgot to pay my electric bill and the man come cut it off. He cut it off and put a lock on it. And then, boom, big machine started off, man. Still got electric. You can't cut me off, boy. I'm still on. That's the way the kingdom works. That's the way it works, see? You can't turn that big machine and start off, see? You ain't got no business having that little old machine with the garage door cracked so you won't family won't smother. And the thing got to go put gas in that thing every 15 minutes. You a child of God. You ought to have something permanently connected to your house that when the electric go off, everybody else in the dark, but in Goshen we had light. I told Junior. Junior bought the thing, got it set back in there and hooked up. I said, Junior, get the thing hooked up. Shanty, I said, he finally got it hooked up. But my grandchildren like to come to Papa's house. They still be able to come, though. Let their mom and daddy stay there with that machine when the light go out there. Sit down, let me try to finish here. Hallelujah. Hey, do you feel better?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, this struggle. This struggle has to be over. This thing got to come to an end.
Yes,
I mean, huh? That's what I'm here for. This thing got to come to an end. You have no business loving God much as you love God and having lack. That's erroneously wrong. And you must stop listening to all them crazy preachers. They don't know what they're talking about. Turn them off. Because everything you listen to, you got to contend with. And if they're not teaching the lesson that Jesus is teaching, don't listen to them. Jesus said a sword went forth to sow. How you going to tell me something else? How you going to tell me if sowing wrong, I don't want to do right? Sit down, I'm trying to get this thing to you. You're in the master class, man. I know the master know about sowing, man. And he took the whole 13th chapter. Kept talking about that seed, mustard seed. In Mark, he talked about the man sowed the seed and went to bed. Seed and the Saul got together. Saul got pregnant. Didn't bring forth one baby, brought a whole bunch of them. There's pregnancy in the seed. Verse 12 says, whosoever has, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. Whosoever has not, from him shall be taken away even that he had. Now right here, he that has not the understanding and the perception of the importance of being a sower, the John 10:8 can come in your life. The thief come not but to steal, kill, and destroy, because you're not tithing and sowing. The Lord can't rebuke the devourer for your sake. And so he just break things down when he get ready and mess things up when the storm come and hit your house. Pass everybody else's house, hit yours. Because you're under a curse. And then you're under a curse and you're cursing. Because people under the curse, curse. Because that's your nature, curse. Now, I saw this in Luke 8. Turn down a minute. I'm sitting on the porch praying about this seed training class and asking the Lord for fresh acts of the Holy Spirit. Yeah, fresh acts, fresh anointing, fresh insight, fresh revelation. Give me something fresh, Lord. I know it's not new to you, but it'd be new to me. Everybody say fresh.
Fresh.
Yeah. They're just tired, warming over them Sam old biscuits, just warming them up. When you could have fresh biscuits. You know, nothing like fresh food. Now, every now and then I'll eat something warm, but it just don't have the taste. And you say, they call it waste, but I say throw it out. May the Lord have mercy on me. But I need fresh stuff. I like fresh mustard. I don't like warmed up mustard, green. I like them just after they were cooked. That food, that leftover food. It just don't taste it. Who with me here? It don't taste the same. When you got money, you don't have to keep eating that stuff over and over again. We're going to eat the same thing from supper. I don't want the same thing from supper I had for lunch. Come on, cover the pot. Cover the pot. That's for the night. I don't want that. Let me get back to my left. I remember those days, but them days gone forever for me. I remember them, though. You save what you had, you know. You eat the same thing all day. Look what the Lord about to reveal to us now in his training class. Jesus, listen to me very carefully, taught this lesson in Luke. I never seen this. On sowing, or he taught his seed training class in Luke chapter 8 on sowing after a demonstration of sowing. Some ladies had demonstrated sowing And Jesus said, it's a good time to teach on this. I'm going to show it to you. Right after that demonstration of sowing, he taught the lesson on the seed and sowing. Look in Luke chapter 8. I tell you, it's in there. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Luke chapter 8, verse 1. And it came to pass afterward that he went throughout every city and village doing what? Preaching and showing the glad tithing. You know, sowing. A man is glad. You're so glad when you don't have no notes. Man called my house. Man said, man campaigned. I don't tell you who he was. Campaign said, at one time, $300 off. I said, I'm going to give you $300 already. He said, oh, yeah, Mr. Thompson. I said, I'll give you $500 the other day. Oh, yes, Mr. Tom. I said, my wife gave you $100 this month. Oh, yes, Mr. Tom. I said, all right, I'll see you. When you got money, you see. See, when you got money, when you answer the phone, the person said, I'm calling about the bill. You got the wrong number. Wrong number. Before you know my name, you just got the wrong number. I ain't got no bill. See yourself. Don't sit here and rejoice about what I got. See yourself. That's why you're in this class. You are in this class that you can convert your financial situation. Do you know that you're qualified to convert anything in your life? You can convert your money situation. How long? Long enough. See? I said, see, you got to throw away that clock when you go to doing things to God. You got to trust him. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And see, when you go back to leaning on your own understanding, you're back in a mess. No, when you get ready to lean, acknowledge him. Acknowledge what he said in all your ways, and you know he's directing your path. Watch this. I'm going to close with this. Watch this now. Watch this. And it came to pass afterward that he went throughout every city and village, preaching and showing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God, and the 12 were with him. And certain women now what you got to understand also, I want to share this with you. Sowing. Are you listening? Now, if you don't get this, I'm not going to be able to help you. You need not come next. Don't even think about next Friday. Because you got to get this. Sowing is ministry. You got to get that. Once you recognize that, see, sowing is not just about money. Sowing is ministry. Sowing is obedience. Sowing is willingness. Sowing is I want to see God's purpose all over the world. And so when God see that, God said, I can trust her. And I need to get some more in my purpose. So what I'm going to do is put some more in her hand. Because she's going to sow. Sowing is a ministry. See? When with a kingdom of God mindset, and you don't let these natural religious folks get in your head about sowing, you recognize you're still operating in ministry. Sowing ministers to the Lord. Every time you sow a seed in God's kingdom, you are actually ministering to the Lord. And you're showing him appreciation for manifestations you have had in your life. It was no other way for you to get it. Nobody but Jesus made this happen. Anybody ever had that moment? Nobody but Jesus. Thank God I married the right woman. Nobody but Jesus made that happen. Oh, all them crazy women was out there. I married the right woman. Ain't nobody but Jesus can make that happen. I'll sold yes for that. Thank you, Lord, for not giving me a crazy wife. I'll sow all day long. Because I've talked to people with crazy wives, and they're in trouble, boy. I know, I hear some of y'all say, what about a crazy husband? I know they're out there, too. A certain woman which had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, Mary called Magdalene, out of whom went, that woman had seven devils. I didn't say seven demons. I said seven devils. I ain't never one devil, but they're all devils, you know. Seven devils. You know she was a priestess. It's bad enough to have one devil. Then she had seven demons. And Josanna, the wife of Chosa, Harold Stewart, and Susanna, now listen now, and many others. You see it? Now look at the last statement in verse 3. Which ministered unto him of their substance. He could either say, was ministered to him of their seed. And when much people was coming together and were come to him out of every city, after this, now that's a demonstration of sowing. He said, it's a good time to teach now. A sower went out to sow his seed. How many of y'all see that class? Now you have a demonstration and a class. A demonstration and a class. Now these women, the seed they sowed, they didn't only get seven demon cats out of them. They didn't only get healed. The seed they sowed was given to him. Given to them by him. See, you got to come to this connotation. He's my everything. You got. He's everything I need. When I got him, and he has me, and I obey him, I don't have a thing to worry about. He is my supply. He is my source. That's why you got to come to it. See, until you recognize him as your source, you ain't going to sow. Soul. He's my soul. I want to lock two verses together in closing here. I want to lock this verse together where they ministered to him of their substance. Now, I want you to understand it really wasn't their substance. They ministered to him of his substance. And when your substance become his substance, you're going to have some substance. The reason I have so much substance is because my substance had become his substance. And I don't worry about them hecklers or nobody else. I know that my substance is his substance. And when he tell me to do something, I do what he tell me to do. And his substance just keep on coming. Now, I'm going to show you something in closing here. I'm going to show you two ministries coming together. Right? And may you never forget this, that you were taught this. Two ministries coming together. Two ministries which is in reality one ministry. If you want to get in a position where the world cannot find you, cannot harm you, cannot stop you, cannot keep you from crossing no bridge. You have to see this. I want you to combine right now. We're going to combine it for a minute. 2 Corinthians 9 and 10. And this verse we just read. And I want you to see the totality of this ministry. This ministry, you're in the master class. I'll bring the master class back up because there's a lot of more in this master class. We got to know because Jesus said, if you don't understand this parable, you ain't going to understand nothing. It's one of the most important lessons he taught. Now, in 2 Corinthians 9, 10, he says he ministers seed to the soul. How you do it? He ministers seed. And then what he do? And what else?
Multiply your seed
sown. increase the fruit of your righteousness. You know what he's talking about? Increase the fruit of your righteousness. That doesn't mean I'm a good little boy. That means because of your righteousness, Psalm 112, wealth and riches should be in your house. Peep at it. Peep at Psalm 112. See it. See it. See it as I close tonight. See it. He increased. When righteousness increased, everything increased. But he didn't say he's going to increase your righteousness. He said increase the fruit of your righteousness. Wealth is the fruit of your righteousness. Prosperity. I don't care what man say. Prosperity is the fruit of your righteousness. Abundance is a fruit of your righteousness. Increase is a fruit of your righteousness. I don't care what religion tell you, they're lying. Now you got the Lord ministering seed to the sower. I remember when the Lord revealed this to me. With instruction. Every seed coming with instruction. You're going to have understanding. You're going to have perception. You're going to have discernment. Because there will come seed subpoenas.
Yes, sir.
Your subpoena to be on jury duty. There are subpoena seeds that heaven send for you to give a seed sometime where you don't want to give it. You don't even want to give it to the person, tell you the truth. But by faith, you obey him at all costs. That's why I tell people, I don't like people slinging seed up here. Don't sling no seed. I was in one place, I think I was in Georgia. I said, come here, man. Come here. Pick that up. I said, lay it down there with dignity. Lay it down there with respect. Lay it down with honor. We're not playing no game here. This ain't no hopscotch. This kingdom business. Now, you listen to me as I close? Why did God, I would like somebody to answer this. Why did God, when he revealed money coming, just like we saw in the 8th chapter of Luke there, them women demonstrating, then Jesus taught, why do we always have demonstration of sowing in his meeting first? Because somebody got to open the revelation up. Somebody got to act like they heard some of this before. The same way the master did it, money comes is doing it. People are sowing and ministering to the Lord. You ain't ministering to me, you minister to the Lord. And receiving ministry from the Lord. You should have been with us in Richmond. How many of y'all saw it on the internet? I don't know how many people. People just, we just had to wait. They was all, a bishop said, look, they're coming from upstairs. They would line up upstairs. Lawyer's church, too. And waiting to sow. And the money got so high, it starts falling on the floor. Them boys kind of pick it up because they know I don't like for it to hit the floor. They're trying to pick it up, but they just run it over. It's a demonstration. When I first went to Creflo Dollar's church, I just opened my mouth a few minutes, and the people started getting up. And they had never seen it before. And they never sat down. As long as I was there. They just, fill that whole altar with money. Now, my preachers got nervous. And they start talking again. This is the dumbest thing. Preacher been reading the 23rd Psalm and the whole Bible. They keep you to church all day just to read that, trying to get $50. And now the Lord has sent a revelation. But what their problem is, Calhoun, major ministry have said, I'm in Canada. The major ministry in another state. And the young man said, I was in the meeting when they came against you. And they said, all the money is going to go in your camp. Yeah. How am I get all the money?
Come on, Dad. Come on.
Wow. Yeah. They were really nervous. They was having meetings all over the United States trying to hold on. You're in a master class. Lord Jesus, there's not more to say, and I think I'll stay in the class of Jesus for a while in these sessions. There's a whole lot more profound, fresh truth he wants to show and teach in this class about the seed. Read the 13th chapter of Matthew slowly in some of your devotion time, in the Mark 4th chapter and Luke the 8th chapter. Prepare your heart when you come to these meetings. And something leap out, the word of God can leap right in your heart. You don't have to stay in the financial condition you're in. You who are watching by internet, I'm glad you're here. As I said, I think this is apostolic. I think this is a blueprint.
Yes, sir.
This is a divine aspect of the government of the kingdom that will show you as a believer how you listening. How? You listening?
Yes, sir.
How?
How?
To sow your way out.
Yes.
Though your beginning may be small.
Yeah.
Maybe your seed be small in the beginning, but your latter end. But you shall surely increase. You got to let that seed increase. And sometime, comfortable sowing. It's not time for that. One of the men of God said, I don't want to give God something that don't cost me nothing.
Right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Right. Said in the 126th Psalm, the Bible says they was crying and sowing.
Yeah.
They were sowing precious seed.
Yeah.
And I tell you, don't sow them a pea seed just to say you're sowing. Listen to the Spirit of God. He's going to change it. You finally going to have to get to 100. You finally gonna have to lay $100 bills up here.
Yes,
why? Because your money gonna call for it.
Yes.
But if you're scared
right.
to go to 25,
right.
High and the blankety blank, you'll get the. I mean, holy, holy.
Yes.
You don't get the 100. You're not. You're scared. Stop being afraid.
Yes, sir.
Stop. Sending your money to these people who manipulating you.
Yeah.
You could have sold that seed in good ground.
Right.
Stop letting the man say you got a blue dress on, sitting on a sofa seat, and I saw you sending 400. That, how many women sitting on a sofa seat with a blue robe on? I want. They're sending from all over the world. Stop that. Every time them guys be manipulating you, stop being manipulated. Every time you manipulate it, you're a stupid soul. You come to these classes, we're training you not to be that. Don't be foolish. And don't let nobody tell you about how much God won't do you and they don't have no experience. Man trying to teach people how to pay their house off and they dig in his life and he is on hop. Are you following me, class? Class, listen to me. I'm closing, but listen, class. This is real. Huh? I'm a living example. I know a lot of other men right in this room. A living example. They know it worked.
Yes, sir.
This is real. And this is not a Bible study. You know, this is not memorization of scriptures. These are concepts and principles that you can apply by faith. This is not something for you to fold up when you get in your car and holler, I've been to seed training.
Right.
No, it's time to step out in your training now.
Right.
In your church is where you are. So,
yes,
just tell that person next to you, just get back and let me pass. Because you got some of them just as stubborn. It got resistors. See, resistors. See, you got pioneers. Pioneers make it happen. You got enablers. Enablers, when they see a pioneer making it happen, they latch onto that pioneer. Then you got two type of resistors. Resistors who don't know what's happening. And the B resistors don't want nothing to happen. for you. Make it happen. Your seed. We're going to leave. I want to leave too. Your seed will make it happen. Point somebody in the face. Look them straight in the eye and point them straight in the face. Tell them your seed will make it happen. Ecclesiastes says, chapter 11, verse 2 6, it says this now. Keep on sowing.
Yes, sir.
No matter how it look.
Right, right.
No matter if you get behind in your bill.
Keep on sowing.
Keep on sowing.
Yes, sir. Keep on.
No matter how many calls your neighbor get.
Yeah.
Don't try to answer them back. Keep on sowing.
Keep on sowing. That's right. Yes, sir.
No matter what addition they put onto their house next to you.
That's it.
Don't try to answer them. Keep on sowing.
Keep sowing.
When you do come through,
yes, sir.
They'll be like Heinz.
Yeah.
You know what Heinz is? Heinz ketchup. They'll never catch up. They'll be playing catch up the rest of their life. All my neighbors playing catch up. And they'll be catch up the rest of their life because they're never the catch up. Catch up, you know. Open the bottle. You got to catch a bottle. You got to, when it get half full, you got to turn it over so it can be at the top. That's what God. See, they need to be coming to church with me.
Right.
I mean, you live next to me. And you see how I live.
Yeah.
All I would do is when you drive out the yard next week,
yes,
I'm going where you go.
Yes, sir.
You going to the store? That's the store I'm going to.
Yeah.
Right, I don't understand people. They don't get it. They fight it.
Yeah.
Huh.
Jealousy, yeah.
And on her boys, hallelujah.
Yeah.
God have all my way.
Yeah.
That's like the people that when them four friends brought that man in. Cut that hole.
Yeah.
And don't say anything about it. They cut a hole.
Yeah.
Stupid, get on the ladder.
Yeah.
Go through the hole.
Right.
Can I get y'all to go through the hole?
Yeah.
The hole is a sowing hole.
Yeah.
So, children, keep on sowing. Say, I ain't got nothing to sow. You liar. You just call the Lord a liar. You just called 2 Corinthians 9, 10 a lie. He gave you a seed. You ate it.
Yeah.
Stop eating the seed.
Yeah. Come on, Dad. Yes, sir.
You ate it on that dress.
Yeah.
You have knocked yourself out with dresses. You get this thing right. A dress.
Right.
You hold a home company.
Yeah.
Dress. I keep my tailor drunk. He'll tell you himself, he's a member of this church. I said, give me eight of them.
Yeah.
I tell him, bring me a bunch of white shirts. Bunch of them, you know. This is what I do. I need some white shirts. White shirt. I ain't got time to be figuring out how much they cost. I don't want no leftover meat. Come on, it's a little tenant.
Yeah.
I want the fresh meat.
Yeah.
I want the first piece. I want the best piece come off the cow.
Yeah.
Sometimes I say, give me the most expensive one.
Yeah.
Y'all, stop trying to steal watermelon off the fruit truck. Stop it. Stop it. Sow your way out. Are you hearing me? I'm like, I can't make nobody mad tonight. I'm trying to make somebody mad. Made him glad. You may be seated. Time to sow.